Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Where you've heard about love, it's up to the blind. My baby loving cause the sun to shine, and she must be a little bad.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Little Stevie Ray bringing us back, the late, great SRV. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the third ingredient, my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, put a .com on the end of that. You can find that website, brand spanking new. We're still working on it, so just check it out there, thethirdingredient.com. Barbara Friedberg is our guest, our good friend. She is the author of a number of books on how to manage your financial, your personal finances. Also, she's an expert in helping you with your business finances, which is what we're doing right now. And Barbara, we were talking about how to reinvest in your business. And one of the things that you brought up was retail. And God bless them, everyone, with this retail ice age. We're experiencing right now for the last 5 years, and even as we speak, this retreat from Main Street by the legacy retailers is unprecedented. This has never happened ever in the history of mankind, and is leaving a big vacuum, a big gap in the marketplace that small businesses have an opportunity to fill, but they've got to invest to do it. And how much should they do that? Can they actually claim that space and defend it against people like Amazon, as you mentioned? What do you think?
Well, I think one of the ways that small retail businesses can continue to potentially thrive is to branch out into online business as well, so that they're not wedded to only one income source. So, yeah, have your little shop and sell your niche product, but also make sure you have an online presence and that you're selling your products online as well. And if you can do that, I think you up your chances to survive as a bricks and mortar retailer. But well, if you're just bricks and mortar, you are going to have a heck of a time.
It's going to be hard.
I don't know if you can make it today.
I agree. I completely agree with that, Barbara. And I've been telling them for a long time, you don't have to win the tech race against Amazon, but you do have to be in the race. What do you think?
Well, I do, and I think it's all about niche. So I have a friend online. Her name is Sandy, and actually her website is Yes, I Am Cheap. And she started out as just in, you know, finance, writing about her struggles, and has turned her business into an industry of targeting trends online and then selling products to go with those trends. And so now she, at the time of the presidential race, she was selling Nasty Girl mugs in honor of, Hillary Clinton. And she finds a niche and she capitalizes on it. And I think the same goes for business today. You can't be a generalist. Your business cannot be a general mom and pop everything. You've got to find a niche that you can distinguish yourself in, whether it be online, whether it be bricks and mortar, and then you have to really dominate that niche and offer something.
And invest in that strategy, right? It can't just happen. You have to invest in that strategy.
Absolutely. And so you got to put money in. You have to put money into online advertising. You have to put money into...
This is the new part. This is the part that most small businesses are not used to and they're not good at.
That is really, really true. It's hard to put money in advertising because it is so hard to measure your results. It's kind of like, you know, throwing spaghetti at the wall and thinking, is this going to stick or isn't it going to stick? And you never really know for sure what's working.
Well, and however, this is one thing about the online world. You can measure that more than the old way, the old analog way. You know, one of the old heads from 100 years ago, one of the old big advertisers said he knows that half of his advertising is working. He just doesn't know which half.
Right.
But the truth is that we can measure it a little bit more than we used to be able to. But again, you have to invest in that capability. You can't just
absolutely.
And that's this is and see, here's the thing that here's the reality, Barbara. 20 years ago, 98% of small businesses didn't have any marketing advertising budget in their budget. None. They might do some, but they didn't budget for it, if you see what I mean. It wasn't part of their strategy. Now you can't operate without it.
No, you cannot. You have to have a marketing advertising strategy because the marketplace is so crowded that nobody's going to find you if you're not advertising, period. And that you need people to help you with so many different things in your small business. But you have to bite the bullet and allocate a certain percent of your revenues to advertise in the way that is appropriate for your business. And then you have to pay someone to help you interpret the success of your advertising campaign. Because interpreting the success is a technical job as well that most of us aren't equipped to handle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Barbara, tell us about your app.
Well, it is actually a website devoted to helping individuals find investment services that are very, very, very low cost called robo-advisors. And so sometimes for free and sometimes for just a very small percent of the amount invested, you get high-level professional investment management.
And the website is
called RoboAdvisorPros.com. Please check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.